As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. Today, I'm making a podcast based on a request from Elena, who asked for a podcast on the past tense and the pronunciation of ED endings. This is a bit different from normal, as it's really grammar, but I'm happy to talk about it, and the pronunciation focus will help lots of you with vocabulary as well. So, the past tense. Where to start? English tenses are simple compared to other languages. All grammar is hard when you're learning a second language, but English grammar is easier than most other languages. Where English is tricky is the vocabulary, because there are lots of very important verbs that are irregular. But today I'm going to focus on regular verbs, that is, verbs that change in a predictable way when the tense changes. When do we use the past tense? I'm pretty sure everyone listening to this podcast will already know this, so I'll be quick, but I think I have to answer this question first. Some people say there are only two tenses in English, the present and the past. When people talk about simple, continuous or progressive, which is the same thing, perfect or passive, these are just aspects of the two tenses. I think that the past tense is very easy to understand. We use it for events or states that are finished. Normally, this is because we're talking about a time in the past. Yesterday, last week, when I was a child. For example, I can say, I read Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone last week. The past time reference is last week. You don't always need to say when something happened if it's clear from the context. That is, if everybody knows the time that it happened is in the past. For example, if you're talking about history, the Romans conquered most of Europe. Dinosaurs walked the earth. You don't really need to say when. Everyone knows it's the past. How do you make the past simple? Remember that in this podcast I'm talking about regular verbs. There are loads of irregular verbs in English, but you really just have to learn the different forms of those verbs individually. For regular verbs, to form the past simple, the verb ending changes to ed. I'm going to use verbs that are classed as A1 in this podcast. These are the most common regular verbs. So, to form the past simple of the verb play, you have to add ed to the end of the infinitive. play becomes played. This is the same for most verbs. Walk becomes walked. Want becomes wanted. Listen becomes listened. If a verb ends in an E, for example, like, love, note, use, you just add a D. Love becomes loved, use becomes used. The only tricky rule is when a verb ends in a Y. If there's a vowel before the Y, like in the verbs play and stay, then you just add ED. But if there's a consonant before the Y, like in the verbs carry and try, then you have to remove the Y and add IED.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The verb stop is slightly tricky because you have to add another P before the ED ending. Stop becomes stopped. S-T-O-P-P-E-D. Now, there are some rules that you could try to learn about doubling the consonant, but the rules are so complex and there really aren't that many verbs that this applies to in the past simple. So I think you should just try to remember stop has an extra P. I analysed 100 common regular verbs, and there are only a few that have a double consonant. In the A1 list, it's just stopped. In the A2 list, there's planned, B1 has dropped, and I think that might be it. Feel free to look up the rules online, but I don't want to get tied up in rules and exceptions, as I think it's less work to learn the few verbs that this applies to. Right, so that covers when we use the past simple and how to form it when you're writing. Now comes the fun part, pronunciation. There are three ways of pronouncing ED endings. D, T, and ID. The ID pronunciation is easy. We use this when a verb ends in a D or T sound. Want becomes wanted. I really wanted to buy that guitar. Start becomes started. I was going to take the dog for a walk, but it started to rain. Need becomes needed. I had to stop because I needed the toilet. Wait becomes waited. I waited for ages, but she never turned up. For the T and D endings, it's a bit more complicated. I'm going to tell you the rule now, but you just have to remember these pronunciations. To explain, first I need to talk about breath sounds and voice sounds. Some sounds are made using your voice box, and some sounds are made using your breath. The sound P from please and stop is made with your breath. You build some pressure in your mouth and then release the air with a little explosion. Voice sounds are made using your voice and not your breath. For lots of sounds, there are voice and breath pairs, where you make the same shape with your mouth and tongue and use your voice or breath for the difference. Listen to these pairs. P, B, T, D, Ch, J, S, Z. Okay, for the past simple ED pronunciation, the rule is If a verb ends in a voice sound, the ed ending is pronounced d. The ending is voiced. If a verb ends in a breath sound, then the ed ending is pronounced t. The ending is a breath sound or unvoiced. Here are three voiced endings. Change becomes changed. Listen becomes listened. Close becomes closed. Here are three breath endings. Ask becomes asked. Help becomes helped. Look becomes looked. In normal speech, it's often hard to hear the difference between the d and t endings. However, in English, words link together so that the consonant sound at the end of a word kind of sticks to the next word if the word begins with a vowel sound. Listen to these two sentences. I walked in the park. I played in the park. Can you hear the t sound? I walked in the park. T'in the park. I walked in the park. Now, I played in the park. D'in the park. I played in the park. Here are some more examples. I looked at the picture. Can you hear the t sound? I looked at the picture. T'at the picture. I looked at the picture. I stayed at the Four Seasons. D'at the. I stayed at the Four Seasons. Okay, so that's an overview of the past simple with a focus on the pronunciation of ed endings. I hope you found it useful. In the next podcast, I'm going to look at the lyrics to a song. I have a couple of requests, so I'll take a look at the lyrics and try to choose something that's going to be useful for about B1. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I do love reading your comments, so please leave me a comment on the site or a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. If there are any topics or songs or scenes from a film that you'd like me to talk about or anything else you'd like to hear, I would be delighted to make a podcast for you. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.